Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit fats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. On May 20th, 1927, Charles Lindbergh flew the Atlantic alone. No one had ever done that before. He became an international hero, and more than 300 songs about his feat appeared in the space of a single year.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Technology was transforming American lives in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. It excited us in ways that songwriters could hardly fail to notice and react to. Soon we had love songs that were also technology songs. The railroad literally liberated us from the limits of space. It redefined our understanding of speed and distance, and it could bring people together. Movies did even more to free us, but imaginatively rather than literally, and movie theaters encouraged young people to behave boldly in the dark. Don Parker's Piccadilly and Hotel and Kit Kat Club Band, My Cutie's Due at 2 to 2 Today, and Billy Murray, Take Your Girlie to the Movies.
I know darn well there is, because my cutie's due at 2 to 2 today.
Cranky dad and mother's eagle eye. it's lots of fun. Here's how it's done, so come on and give it a try. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home. Find a cozy corner where it's nice and dark. Don't catch influenza kissing in the park. Take your tip from Douglas Fairbanks and have love scenes of your own. Going to your seat, you've got a dandy chance. You can shine your shoes on someone else's pants. Take your girlie to the movies if you can't make love at home.
Don Parker's Piccadilly and Hotel and Kit Kat Club Band, My Cutie's Due at 2 to 2 Today, and Billy Murray, Take Your Girlie to the Movies. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. In the first decades of the 20th century, technology had an enormous effect on people's lives. It intrigued us, and we romanticized it. The automobile reconfirmed the new understanding of distance and speed that the railroad had taught us, but it also loosened the constraints of family and domesticity and redefined sexual behavior. By putting people in the driver's seat, it also romanticized the simple act of driving. Flying had a less immediate effect. You couldn't go for a spin in a two-seat biplane. Even so, it was the most romantic technology of all. Joan L. Aaron with Gus Edwards and Vincent Bryan's 1905 In My Merry Oldsmobile, and from 1904, a year after the Wright brothers' flight, Billy Murray with Ren Shields and George Evans, Come Take a Trip in My Airship.
Young Johnny still has an Oldsmobile. He loves a dear little to learn the auto, so he lets her
loves me and sails every night to my home. He's not a sailor that sails all the sea, but over the wild briny foam. For he owns an airship and sails upon high, he's just like a bird on the wing. And when the shadows of evening draw nigh, he'll sail to my window and sing. Come take a trip in my airship, come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride around Venus, come have a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing, no one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon. One night while sailing away from the crowd, we passed through the milky white waves. Just idly sailing and watching the clouds, he asked me if I'd name the day. And right near the dipper, I gave him my heart. The sun shines on our honeymoon. We swore from each other we never would part and teach all the babies this tune. Come take a trip in my airship, come take a sail among the stars. Come have a ride around Venus, come have a spin around Mars. No one to watch while we're kissing, no one to see while we spoon. Come take a trip in my airship and we'll visit the man in the moon.
Jonell Aaron in My Merry Oldsmobile and Billy Murray, Come Take a Trip in My Airship. The early songs about going flying were romantic fantasies. Take a girl for a ride in an auto, and maybe you can steal a kiss. Same thing in an airplane, only more so. The underlying premise in these songs about flying fit the new awareness of cuddling and kissing that appeared in songs early in the century. The assumption seemed to be that the second a boy got a girl into an airplane, all her inhibitions disappeared. Milford Fargo and Nancy Kennedy, Come Josephine in My Flying Machine.
Ship ahoy! Oh, joy, what a feeling!
Where, boy?
In the ceiling, ho, high! Hoopla, we fly to the sky so high! Come, Josephine, in my flying machine, going up she goes.
Up she goes!
Balance yourself like a bird on a beam, in the air she goes.
There she goes!
Up, up, a little bit higher.
Oh, my, the moon is on fire.
Come, Josephine, in my flying machine, going up.
Oh, goodbye.
One, two, now we're off, dear.
Say, you, pretty soft, dear. Whoa, dear, don't hit the moon.
No. Not yet, but soon, you for me.
Oh, gee, you're a fly kid.
Not me. I'm a sky kid, gee. I'm up in the air about you for fair. Come, Josephine, in my flying machine, going up she goes.
Up she goes.
Balance yourself like a bird on a beam, in the air she goes.
She goes
up, up, a little bit higher.
Oh, my, the moon is on fire.
Come, Josephine, in my
Milford Fargo and Nancy Kennedy with Fred Fisher and Alfred Bryan's 1913 Come Josephine and My Flying Machine. Charles Lindbergh was an ordinary man, flying solo in a frail single-engine plane longer and more daringly than anyone before. He became a romantic legend. Yet his flight also made flying real in new ways. Commercial aviation soon spread across the country, not because Lindbergh flew the Atlantic, but because his flight helped to affirm what was possible and even practical. By the time of Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers in the next decade, people were always flying off to Venice or the Riviera for the weekend during the Depression. Fred Astaire flying down to Rio.
An old sailor in old times would sing an old song, rolling down to Rio by the sea. A young sailor in these times would sing a new song, flying down to Rio, come with me. Where the lovely Brazilian ladies will catch your eye by the light of the million stars in the evening sky. By Rio, Rio by the sea, oh, flying down to Rio where there's rhythm and rhyme. Say, fella, twirl that old propeller, we've got to get to Rio and we've got to make time. You'll love it, soaring high above it, looking down on Rio from a heaven of blue. Send a radio to Rio de Janeiro with a big hello, just so they'll know, and stand by there, we'll fly there. My Rio, everything will be okay, we're singing and winging our way to you.
From Vincent Newman's Gus Kahn and Edward Aliscu's 1933 score to Flying Down to Rio, Fred Astaire with the title song. Attitudes toward flying changed over the years, but the sense of romance persisted, as did the feel of casting off limits and restraints. But that's pretty much gone by now. Air travel has become stiflingly unpleasant. A small joke asks, which airline do you hate the most? The answer, the one you flew most recently. But that sense of discovery and delight persisted at least into the 1950s in love songs that let you discover the world together. From 1954, Tony Bennett, Fly Me to the Moon, and from 1958, Frank Sinatra, Come Fly With Me.
Poets often use many words to say a simple thing. It takes thought and time and rhyme to make a poem sing. With music and words I've been playing, for you I have written a song. To be sure that you'll know what I'm saying, I'll translate as I go along. Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand.
fly, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, 'cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
Tony Bennett with Bart Howard's Fly Me to the Moon, and Frank Sinatra with Jimmy Van Heusen and Sammy Kahn's Come Fly With Me. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. As soon as the Spirit of St. Louis touched down on May 21, 1927, the songwriters were ready. 30 of the 300 published songs were called Spirit of St. Louis. De Silva, Brown, and Henderson took a break from working on a Broadway musical to write This Song Is Not About Lindbergh. Most of the songs were pretty bad, and only a few were ever recorded. A popular singer on early radio recorded a sentimental ballad by Harry Stone, John McLaughlin, Jimmy McHugh, and Irving Mills, and the popular early country singer Vernon Dalhart recorded a song by the Tin Pan Alley songwriters Al Sherman and Howard Johnson. Like an angel, you flew into everyone's heart, and Lindbergh.
Out of the west, for your big test, unknown, unsung, you flew. Like an angel in flight, you flew through the night, with a whole world praying for you. While you were flying, the world. While we were praying, we knew you'd come through. Now the flag of your victory's unfurled. The spirit of youth carried you on, and a mother's prayer did its part. With God on his throne, leading you across the foam, like an angel you flew into everyone's heart. All alone in the race with death, through the cold and sleet you carried on. Without a buddy or word of cheer, you braved the danger alone. Great is the ride of Paul Revere. Your name goes down in history, Lindbergh. A hero to do and dare. Dauntless, fearless, victorious. And while you were flying high in the sky, you flew into the heart of the world. While we were praying, we knew you'd come through. Now the flag of your victory is unfurled. The spirit of youth carried you on, and a mother's prayer did its part. With God on his throne, leading you across the foam, like an angel you flew into everyone's heart.
The cold gray dawn, when the stars were gone, in a mighty aeroplane flew a boy in search of fame. Far across the bounding main, like a bird on high, out to do or die on his journey over there. Many million hearts beat for him, and the whole across the sea upon some future day. But take your hats off to plucky, lucky Lindbergh, the eagle of the USA. Through the day and the night, on his famous flight, Lindy stuck right to his post. As he flew from coast to coast, making good his early boast. In the far off west, one he loved the best said a prayer to God above, and she guided him and helped him with a mother's wondrous love. For Lindbergh, oh, what a flying fool was he. Lindbergh, his name will live in history. Over the ocean he flew all alone, gambling with fate and with dangers unknown. Others may make that trip across the sea upon some future day. But take your hats off to plucky, lucky Lindbergh, the eagle of the USA. Thank you. upon some future day. But take your hats off to plucky, lucky Lindbergh, the eagle of the USA.
Vaughn DeLeith, Like an Angel You Flew Into Everyone's Heart, and Vernon Dalhart, Lindbergh. Of all the songwriters who wrote about Lindbergh, George M. Cohan was the best known. His song first appeared in print in William Randolph Hearst's New York American, accompanied by a letter from Cohan that called Lindbergh a real Yankee Doodle Dandy. For his very first appearance on radio, Cohan sang it on the eve of Lindbergh's Welcome Home celebration in New York. Billy Jones and Ernest Hare, When Lindy Comes Home.
Here he comes, Ernie.
Yes, here he comes, Bill.
He's a-coming, he's a-coming. Hear the drumming, rum-tum-tumming.
See those flags, oh boy, how they fly. And see those airplanes up in the sky.
Oh, hear them humming.
Lindy's coming, Lindy's coming home.
Oh, say, what a day when Lindy comes home.
When Lindy comes home to his mother.
Say, what a day from the earth to the dome.
Like the ancients of Rome, we shall welcome him home. Oh, wait and see America rise.
With 1, 2, 3, 4, Fourth of July.
Oh, say, what a day from Gotham to Nome.
When Lindy comes back from across the foam.
To his home, sweet home.
Teeming, eagles screaming, bedlam breaking, history making,
Yankee doodles singing their songs, hear that shrieking, worshipping throng,
all wild and willing, gee, it's thrilling,
Lindy's coming home.
Oh, say, what a day when Lindy comes home.
When Lindy comes home to his mother.
Say, what a day, what a hip hip hooray.
We'll put Europe away with the honors we'll pay. The cannons roar, you'll hear in the air.
1,000 bands will play over there.
Oh, say, what a day for poet and poem.
When Lindy comes back from across the foam.
To his home, sweet home.
Oh, say, what a day when Lindy comes home. When Lindy comes home to his mother. Say, what a day from the earth to the dome.
Like the ancients of Rome, we shall welcome him home.
Oh, wait and see America rise. With 1, 2, 3, 4, 4th of July. Oh, say, what a day from Gotham to Nome. When Lindy comes back from across the foam to his home, sweet home.
George M. Cohan's When Lindy Comes Home. Many of the songs were interchangeable and forgettable. Singers L. Wolfe Gilbert and Abel Baer finished their song just as the news of Lindbergh's landing came over the radio. Within 2 days, the sheet music went on sale, and bands were playing it in Manhattan nightclubs. At the Paramount in Times Square, the organist played it between showings of Rough House Rosie starring Clara Bow. It was the biggest hit of all the Lindbergh songs, but its title was a nickname that Lindbergh detested. Nat Schilkrit's orchestra with Lucky Lindy.
Lucky Lindy. all can vote and sing a toast to one who's made a name for being game. He was born with wings as bright as any bird that flies. A lucky star guides him afar.
Lucky is he up in the sky, fair or windy, he's flying high. Fearless, fearless, knows every cloud. The kind of the sun makes the mother feel proud. Love is in me, right all alone, in a little plain of his own. Love is in me, shows them the way, and he's a hero of the day.
Nat Shilkret's orchestra, Lucky Lindy. Beginning in 1927 and continuing into the 1930s, a new dance swept the country. It began in Harlem as a combination of several familiar dances, including the Charleston and the Breakaway, but it probably took its name, the Lindy Hop, from Charles Lindbergh. In the 30s, though, Lindbergh endured the tragedy of the kidnapping and murder of his child, and then entered a long and serious flirtation with Nazism. His reputation declined based on his belief in euthanasia and his racist and anti-Semitic speeches. Even the Lindy Hop's name disappeared. The dance survived, but with a new name, the Jitterbug. From 1930, Duke Ellington's orchestra with that Lindy Hop, and from 1939, Louis Jordan with Doug the Jitterbug.
Lindy Hop, and you will never stop. I'm telling you, that's what the new rage is. You'll fall outrageously, contagious as can be. It makes the old folks laugh at their ages. Watch the way that they go. It puts new life in their shoes, cures them of lumbago, lifts them right out of their blues. It's tight, that Lindy Hop, just right, that Lindy Hop. That dance will live on history's pages.
Thank you.
Doug's a jitterbug, just a silly lug. Young and wild with lots of style is Doug the Jitterbug. Just a crazy mug, drinks liquor by the jug. He's alive with lots of jive, Doug the Jitterbug. They threw him out of school, cause all he learned was Tiger Ray. He never knew the golden rule, but boy, how he can shake. Doug the Jitterbug cuts a wicked rug. It ain't no shame, he's not to blame, he's Doug the Jitterbug. Studied to be a lawyer, but he never got a case. Every time they'd look for that cat in court, he'd be doing the panty waist. I still talk about a Doug the Jitterbug. Cuts a wicked rug. It ain't no shame, he's not to blame. He's Doug the Jitterbug.
Duke Ellington, that Lindy Hop, and Louis Jordan, Doug the Jitterbug. Woody Guthrie was always a man of the left. He was even a communist in the 1930s. He believed in organizing, but he also had an anarchic streak in him. He was never afraid to be outspoken, though often with a wry twist. But when he wrote about Lindbergh in 1940, after the war in Europe had begun, he pulled no punches. Mr. Charlie Lindbergh, he began, letting the irony flow. He flew to old Berlin, got him a big iron cross, and he flew right back again. A song sometimes called Lindbergh, sometimes called Mr. Charlie Lindbergh, written and sung by Woody Guthrie.
Mr. Charlie Lindbergh, he flew to old Berlin. Got him a big iron cross and he flew right back again to Washington, Washington. Mrs. Charlie Lindbergh, she come dressed in red. Said I'd like to sleep in that pretty White House bed in Washington, Washington. Lindy said to Annie, we'll get there by and by, but we'll have to split the bed up with Wheeler, Clark, and I in Washington. Washington. Hitler wrote to Lindy, said, do your very worst. Lindy started an outfit that he called America First in Washington, Washington. All around the country, Lindbergh, he did fly. Gasoline was paid for by Hoover, Clark, and Nye in Washington, Washington. Lindy said to Hoover, we'll do the same as France. Make a deal with Hitler and then we'll get our chance in Washington, Washington. Then they had a meeting and all the firsters come. Come on a walk and they come on a run in Washington, Washington. Yonder comes Father Coughlin wearing the silver chain. On his stomach and Hitler on the brain in Washington, Washington. Mr. John L. Lewis was setting a straddle of fence. His daughter signed with Lindbergh and we ain't seen her since in Washington, Washington. Hitler said to Lindy, stall them all you can. Going to
farm Pearl Harbor with the help of old Japan and Washington, Washington. Then on a December morning, the bombs come from Japan. Wake Island and Pearl Harbor kill 1,500 men from Washington, Washington. Now Lindy tried to join the army, but they wouldn't let him in. Afraid he'd sell to Hitler a few more million men in Washington, Washington. So I'm gonna tell you people, if Hitler's gonna be beat, common working people has got to take the seat in Washington, Washington. And I'm gonna tell you workers, for you cash in your checks, they say America first, but they mean America next in Washington, Washington.
Woody Guthrie, Mr. Charlie Lindbergh. 90 years after Lindbergh, millions of us take to the air without a second thought. We've largely forgotten the terrible kidnapping of the Lindbergh baby and Lindbergh's deeply troubling fascination with the Nazis. But we do remember the heroic flight, and we do fly ourselves. We separate and return, lovers part and reunite, and aeroplanes play a part in carrying us away or back. The regrets and the joy, the romance of flying, still somehow manages to hang on. Just. Karen Akers, Planes.
I'm going more and more on planes, feeling myself soar on planes. Business is picking up, so I'll be there tomorrow, back here the next, but I don't mind, because I find I'm not afraid to fly on planes, take to the sky on planes. Though I'm going someplace happy, it always feels sad on planes. And I drink too think too much on planes, and the music in the headphones always sounds divine, and I cry when I fly more and more on planes. But I'm feeling more secure on planes, always there to meet me or wave me goodbye. I wish that someday you and I could go again on the same plane, altitude high together.
Karen Akers with Peter Allen and Carol Bayer Sager's Planes. Lindbergh wasn't especially sophisticated. He appeared when the world hungered after celebrities. He was an ordinary man who wanted fame. In the 1930s, he saw himself as someone to listen to, but in the 20s, popular songs had helped the rest of America make him into something he would have dismissed out of hand. He was never Lindy, and from his perspective, it was never a matter of luck. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating Rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program, or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.